Irlander.
I'm sorry, I already have a question. How do you say your name? How do you say it?
I'm Leonel.
That's okay.
Tabora.
Leonel.
Somebody say Leonel Tabora, but it's, yeah. But no, you no use the accent here, but in the A. Okay.
Tabora.
Tabora. Everybody know we from Honduras.
Okay.
I born 11/31/67. Mm-hmm. And Aminta is what is
the year?
Yeah, you might be in
31/66.
Oh.
Yeah, it's I got 1 year. Yo.
No, no.
Oh, oh, it's staying here. Okay. It's holiday. It's holiday.
<You're Halloween>.
Yeah. Everybody who is there. Well, I grow the Catholic, my family's Catholic religion, you know. I was there for 10 years or 14 years. And when my mom married when my father, separated and divorced when they have 3 years old, I never know my father. It's a separate. I stay when they separate and divorce. My mom go to one place, my father there when the family father, you know. And after that, I live with my mother for 2 years more. My mother marry again. And because that, my mother say, you go to live with my grandpas. My grandpa, my father grandpa, not my, what is that? Grandpa, you know.
Yeah, grandma.
I stayed there. I lived there for 10 years. I go to school. I went to school. I went to college. When the having in 1984, I moved for big city for go to college and is the Christian college. It's in the big city, the North Honduras. I stayed there for 2 years and got a degree. It's by the technical, you know. In 1986, I go to university. I know my wife there. And every day, see my wife in the classroom and take a class, a 54 class for 4 years. Together, they got the degree there, the agronomy, the engineer, both. This is the 1986 and 90. It's 4 years. After that, when they done the university, I mean to go to the south, Honduras south, I take it for my family in the northeast Honduras. The Aminta is from is the different weather. It's the hot weather, I got cold weather. You know, Aminta, the family Aminta that got it, planned the business for watermelon and cantaloupe. And my family planned the coffee. Yeah. It's the business.
Coffee
planned the laro, planned the coffees. After the Aminta separate, I visit Aminta sometime, 6 months or one time. I remember I no visit for eight months. Aminta worries, he no visit me. I don't know what happened. He say, no phone, no letters, no nothing. He say, what happened, Aminta Gori? He say, well, yeah. But it's separate for it's maybe 14 hours to drive the car, but I stay with my family. When they go there, Aminta, sometimes Aminta say me, what happened? You never tell me, it's not coming with me or what? I say, in 1992, Aminta, we married. Aminta got my first son in 1994. It's my Leo Jr. It's a let me see. After the marriage, Aminta got looking for job. He got the job in the bank. He got a manager in the bank. The farm, I don't remember the other farm.
Sure, enough.
I don't know exactly what his name
is. Camarón.
No, what his name, okay.
I work in the farm, Chirp.
It's like the seafood.
Seafood?
Okay. I work in the sugar company for 2 years, the situation economic is not good because only got maybe $300 a month, me got maybe $250 a month. He say, I don't know what you do here, and it, you know, need to support the family. They say you need to looking for other decision, you know. I went take a visa for coming here. I got visa for I come in the Honduras here, Dallas, Texas, first time, and working for 2 months. But back Honduras, I got visa for 10 years. But when the back here, they say me, "What are you doing 2 months?" He say, "Working." He say, "You know, working. You know, can't working here because you know got papers." He say, "Ah, it's true." I got different business. I buy the truck here, 2 trucks for, and take a truck. So go drive it for Mexico, for Guatemala, El Salvador. Take it for Honduras. For I make it 3 times to that. But the situation in Mexico is very scary. You know, somebody killing the guys there in the Mexico, and it's not good. They say, maybe you were staying here and working more. Leaving the job there in Honduras and stay here too in Houston, Texas. But in Houston, Texas, there's a lot of people, the Hispanic and Mexican and Latin people is there. It's difficult looking job. It's a job for $6, $5 an hour. Well, this is 18 years ago, 20 years ago, no? And he say, I got 2 sisters here. One sister lives in Butler, or here in Harrisonville. We move for here, but they say, I got a good job there in Kansas City. I got a job in Kansas City, the restaurant. I take the job at dishwasher. You know, it's a lot of dishes, a lot of plates, you know. Wow, every day is wet here, you know. But sometimes, never you forgetting the Christ, you know, the Jesus Christ. You take time, but go there looking for the church here, but not find a very good church. Mm-hmm. And somebody tell me, maybe coming here, Harrisonville, looking the job here. I find the job going to working now. It's 15 years ago. But I moved from here, Harrisonville, Aminta's sister. But I lived there for 1 year. And the other sister, Aminta's sister, live in Butler. They moved for Butler. He says, moved there for other 2 years. And looking the church, we went the Baptist Community Church, I think so.
Baptist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. After that, he said, move here. With the company when they work now, give me the little house. He say, no pay rent, only pay the bills. And, you know the church, the little house there.
First house, yeah.
But we went different church, went the Nazareno, went to the Rock, you know, two or three churches.
In the Rock. In the Nazareno, in the Pentecostes, new church,
Little by the square.
Okay.
But no, Gaga, no find a peace. I mean, no, it's, I know, no, it's no comfort show. There. He says, no, I don't know, I'm not feeling good there. He say. But one day in 2010, somebody told the door. He said, I see the white girl there. He said, speak Spanish. He said, wow, oh, speak it's Spanish. Cheryl. It's Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl. Cheryl. Cheryl. Say, somebody tell me that you speak Spanish. That I needed the Spanish. Say.
Yeah.
He said, she very happy when she live in Guatemala for 30 years. You know. Mm-hmm. And say, tomorrow maybe you want to go to the church or whatever. He says, yeah, I mean, to say, yeah, coming here first time, is, you know, this church is okay.
Mm-hmm.
After the...
What was that? 2010.
It's a 7th, 9th year now.
November 2010.
Was that when she started the class, the English?
Let
me see here. He said, to stay here in the church is, we find here love, together different. We find the peace here, and got problems, a lot of it's normal, you know. Everybody support me and told
the.
In 2012, my son
coming
together with me and the church every Sunday in the morning. One day he tell me, I don't want to go to church. Say, no, you want to go to church. The park there, I say, sleeping here in the car. Say, okay. I live in the key in the switch, you know. He take the drive the car, go back my home by the.
Oh, before,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leaving the car there, police coming there. He going. He no stay there. I no see him for a week.
Mm-hmm.
No answer the phone. No nothing. He say, coming to me, Gory. What happened? You know. The police go in my house and a lot of questions. The guy insurance, but it's okay. I lost the car, but my son got make a lot of problems. They go to jail, you know. Now it's okay. It's got no more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But no one go to come here to church. But it's maybe later.
Nice police.
I stay here and very happy. I appreciate everything, help, and say thank you for everything. And you know, I got difficult in my life, and forever we look in the church and the, you know, the Jesus Christ in my life. I know having my mom, my pa, they passed away. My mom 10 years ago, my pa 20 years ago. I know got family in Honduras, only Aminta family is my family. I tell him, my they see me with my the brother or everything want me. It's normal in the marriage, you got difficult, and you go looking for the Jesus Christ, you find the solution. I telling everybody, looking the church and close the Jesus Christ and pray every day. Everything got solution. Yeah, because it's no looking the God, we lost all time. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. I mean, I got it more. Okay.
cuando nuestro hijo tuvo el accidente.
When my son got accident.
Y que quedamos nosotros sin carro.
We don't have the extra car, extra truck or car.
Nos prestaron un carro en la compañía.
And the company borrowed the truck.
Y Amy estaba pequeña.
Amy is got a 2 or 3 years old.
Y andábamos la silla amarrada con un lazo a cabina y media.
Got it, the seat sheet for the child.
The car seat.
The truck no has extra cab, but got put in the rope. Porque no no having seat.
Y Leonelito estaba en mayores problemas.
Ah, my son got the alcohol problems.
Y nosotros a veces teníamos que estar al frente de los policías y la niña en la amarrada con el
lazo. One night police called me say coming here take your son, and the police is there and say everybody stay there, but we no want to see the Amy behind the seat and say no, I pray.
ahí vimos la cómo el Señor estaba cuidando, teniendo cuidado de nosotros.
We see that Jesus Christ, the care with us.
Y sentí y que te dije, cuando te dije de que esa era la iglesia donde teníamos que estar porque el diablo estaba enojado.
I tell you the church when they go now is the church, no other church, but the diablo. He won the mail for with my son will make it the different deal, you know, the double.
El diablo estaba enojado.
The double anger, you know.
Entonces es una confirmación de que ahí tenemos que estar.
Es the confirmation that stay here in the church, in this church.
Y vimos el amor de Cristo en los hermanos, que es algo bien diferente a las otras iglesias donde hemos estado.
We see different the other church when we went, but see here is the law. And honesty, the sincere honesty,
the love, the love, the Christ in here, in the brother and sister. ¿Quieres que cuente cuando aceptamos al Señor Jesucristo? Nosotros aceptamos al Señor Jesucristo fue en 1996.
We know that Jesus Christ in 1996.
Vos estabas trabajando fuera de la casa.
We working outside my house.
Y yo recibí una llamada telefónica de que a vos te habían matado, ¿no?
Somebody called me in my house. Somebody called my house telling I killing me. Somebody called me in my house telling she that somebody killed me.
Bueno, por un día yo me sentí que estaba viuda y estaba con el niño como de año.
One day, no news me, say, I don't know what happened.
Era en otro lugar que te tuvimos que ir a buscar.
He said in other places, Honduras, the place is not good, but somebody take a minta and went there and look at me.
Y fui con unos hermanos de la iglesia que mi hermana iba, me llevaron.
Somebody, the brother of the church when in Honduras, take a minta and there and find me.
Y me acuerdo, fuimos a buscarte a la posta policial y no había nada.
He looking for me in the police.
Probablemente te habían tirado al río.
He looking in the police and saying the police telling you say no got news that your husband here, maybe somebody killing last night and take the body in the river.
Porque que vos andabas trabajando con un señor que era comerciante importante, ¿sí?
I working in the one guy is take a different business, the commercial business, buys liquor, the beers and everything, you know. But maybe he no got good business, but he pay good. But working for him, but never know exactly what you do.
Mm-hmm. Y después, bueno, después cuando nos encontramos, que nosotros estábamos en una casa y vos pasaste y mi hermana te ve que ibas pasando y te hablamos.
When they find me, it's, I mean, it's happy.
Contarle que estábamos en una de casa y vos ibas pasando y no sabías dónde estábamos.
I go on the strip, somebody sees me, it's Leo. Y se dice,
y decirles que así fue como después fuimos a la iglesia.
Y se because that we coming more near the church, the experience of what happened, living the working there and looking other job because we needed.
Ya habíamos visitado anteriormente, pero no habíamos aceptado.
We, you know, when they accept Jesus Christ, sometimes make it, you know, the different deals, you know, it's not make doing it straight, you know, it's, you know, because it's difficult.
Decirles que mi papá, él era cristiano, aceptó al Señor Jesucristo desde cristiano y que la promesa de Dios para la futura generación
es. Y say, I mean, the Father, all life that God accepted Jesus Christ for, you know, and everything family too. I said, I mean, the family.
She helped lead her family to
Christ. Yeah, yeah.
Que mi mamá era católica, pero mi papá era cristiano.
The father, I mean, the father is a Christian, straight. But I mean, the mother is Catholic. Was Catholic. Now is a Christian.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Que mi papá fue de los primeros cristianos del lugar y que se burlaban de él.
He said that. I mean, the father is the first Christian in the town, and everybody, the bullying, you know, the say, hey, it's a Christian, it's no good, say, but persecution.
Mm-hmm. Él estuvo hospitalizado porque él llegó a los pies de Cristo, estuvo hospitalizado 5 años, y que porque los padres de él, el papá de él murió y la mamá lo regaló, entonces se enfermó y lo hospitalizaron y ahí
conoció. He know that, I mean, the father know that Jesus Christ in the hospital, stay in the hospital for 5 years. The 60, maybe 50 years, you know. And the God, I don't know what is sick exactly, but here, you know, it's difficult. I stay in the hospital 5 years, yeah. And after that, looking at Jesus Christ and say Jesus Christ for, you know, for life.
Mm-hmm. Y que la promesa de Dios se cumple en nosotros de que las generaciones futuras van a llegar a los pies de Cristo.
He promised that every son and every family is all life is a Christians. It's wow. Now is a Christian there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. My mother. Mi mamá estaba bien renuente, decir.
A mí, tu madre no want to move the Catholic and Christian, uh-huh. But she said now it's okay.
Yes, la más.
She pray now maybe 2-3 times a day, and the room and the when they eat and everything. You know, this is example of how the Jesus Christ. Different in the hair, you know.
Yeah.
She is when the Catholic is saying no, I don't want to do that. But now is example.
Yeah. Is it hard being a Christian with other Catholics?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Honduras.
Now in Honduras, the I think so 60% of the population is Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. It's Catholic is lost the people because they make a corruption and go together the government and they got a money, no good money. Mm. And the people see that and move for Jesus Christ and look at that because it's the solution. You know. Now in Honduras it's difficult, the government is terribly there.
Mm-hmm.
saying the Catholics and the government
is together.
It's kind of corruption.
General corruption. Mm-hmm. Not all church, but you know the section of the church is different. Mm-hmm. But the guys, the big the religion Catholic, the this the one section is say no do that, other sections do that.
Decirle que proba la iglesia donde nosotros íbamos antes en la vida abundante. Ahora parece que el pastor está.
No le digo. No,
cuando tuvimos la experiencia ahorita que nos enfermamos.
I say, well, you know, one month and a half ago, I'm sick in the hospital together. Everybody knows exactly what happened. Working the South Farm, the Pleasant Hill Hellstur Farm by P Highway and 7 Highway. One day, one Friday, I think so, working more the yard. It's hot day and very dusk, you know. I touch wet here. You say, hey, it's maybe sweet, you know, what happened, water or whatever, you know. But touch it, I see my teacher, he's blood here for everywhere. He said, wow, he said, what happened? It's bleeding the blood for no stop. I went to the Butler Hospital. They put in sometime here one plug or whatever, you know. Instead, one plug, one Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, they take care of the blood. Then go the when the my job. Working my job, and Monday, Monday evening, blend again. Mm-hmm. No stop, coming here in my house, went to the hospital again, they put in other plug here, more big. Wow. It's there.
This was just a month ago, right?
Yeah. They say, the hospital say you go home. Stay here, go home, 2 hours, it's again the blending. Mm. My son say, take it to the city for the research hospital. When they go there, they buy 70 highway by Picuria. Mm-hmm. I sleeping. I don't know what happened.
That's why. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My son is Gory. He's taking me go inside the Belton Hospital. Mm-hmm. They stay there for 2 days. They say it's ready. Doctor see me. He says funny. They say put in. He say you no use drug, no alcohol, no nothing, no smoke. He say no do that. He say you know why you put in? You know it's last night. What? Cocaine. What? Cocaine. He say doctor say. But it's not pure cocaine. But he say you know that it's not that.
It's
yeah.
He say what? What was causing your bleeding?
Yeah. But he put in that. We put in that for a stop. You know, do that for a stop with the burn here. Yeah. I back my house, staying house for 2 hours.
No
word. More again. He no. Said, go to the hospital again. He said, you come here again, tell me the nurse is me. He said, no. Stay there for two days more.
Yeah.
He said, today the doctor make a different deal here. I don't know exactly what you do. He say, stay there, it's okay, control the bleeding. Go back home. He has stayed home for 2 hours more. He said, again, he says, no, sir, meantime, my son, everybody knows sleeping. Only watch me. Mm-hmm. I try sleeping, but everything, blood coming here, you know, it's a lot. I went back to the hospital again. He say no, I need you to go to the big hospital. I go to the Richard Hospital.
Richard.
I don't know exactly. Richard, okay. Stay there for 2 days. They make a surgery, laser, put in here, or whatever. It's a big screen like that, and make it inside here, and the surgery, exactly what you do. Stay there, go back home, is it. But when they stay in the hospital, Aminta not sleeping, stay with me in the room and care me. I tell him, Aminta, you go home, no? You want to go home? Tell me, okay? He's drinking coffee, eat, and drink coffee. I say, good for you.
And then you had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When they taking me for making laser surgery here, Aminta wait in the room. When the back the surgery, Aminta is saying I'm not feeling good. They say the nurse take Aminta for other place in the hospital and take a blood pressure. He say 208. Aminta stay in the four. What is name?
Emergency room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. They say I six. Aminta, it's a four here. I don't see Aminta for 2 days.
Can you talk on the phone?
Yeah. So, but the Aminta phone is charged off. You say. Doctor say you're ready. Doctor telling me you go home, you're ready for go home. It's I leave Aminta in the hospital, I went back home and then you go when my house. Yeah. Aminta stay there for 2 days more. 2 days, three days more.
Yeah.
Aminta we pray. It says we see exactly we stay here for a while, maybe for years more, but we think go back Honduras and plant the church there. We have now the land for that. We buy the land, I mean, Tagal land for plant the church in the town. I think so, I don't know what he say. Jesus Christ, no? But I think so, do that.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we live in the little town. We have in this house in the city, in Honduras City. It's named Choluteca, South Honduras, but having the land in the little town. We need to plant the church there, but, you know, take a saber for Jesus Christ, you know, working for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I don't know what question. It's okay, everything.
You ready for questions?
Yeah, it's okay.
Decirles de que cuando a mí me hicieron todos los exámenes del corazón por la alta presión, a ver si me había afectado el corazón, y que todos los exámenes me salieron bien, y que Dios cuidó mi corazón.
Dice, a mí take a test for heart test. It's a blood and hair and everything is okay. It's nothing.
My heart. Porque los doctores creyeron que había, se me había afectado.
She was just too stressed with you being stressed.
Maybe it's too stressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Dios nos quiere tener aquí todavía. Porque nos vimos.
It's a God's one stay here. We stay here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
you for everybody, you know, help.
El cariño que nos,
el, the love and everything.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. You love.
stay there for a minute. I was just going to draw, if I can.
It's a map.
If this is like si. Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico, yes.
And then
Honduras.
So Honduras,
yeah. Yes. Here's Guatemala here, El Salvador here, Nicaragua here.
Ajá, yeah.
So this is where you're from, and so Panama is down here.
Panama is
both
in
the south. Canal, and of course,
Rica,
the South America is there.
Costa Rica there, too.
It's Costa Rica. It's
Costa Rica's here. Okay, I got it. Let me see. Okay. It says Honduras here, Nicaragua here, Costa Rica here, Panama here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It says Nicaragua.
Where's like Dominican Republic?
Dominican Republic is island here.
It's an island.
Here.
Okay.
Right there. Dominica, Haiti, Puerto Rico, right there.
Puerto Rico.
And Cuba.
And Cuba.
Cuba, yeah.
Okay.
So where in Honduras are you located?
I drive the Honduras. It's like that. It's almost like that Honduras map. Okay. I from here. I mean, the from here.
Oh.
Yeah, we know here. It's a, my town is Copan. Town, I mean, is Valle. We go to university together. It's La Ceiba. La Ceiba, Honduras. we know there. We got here, other city is Choluteca. We got the house here, it's a little city by the 3,000 people, you know, there. 300 people. We got in Valle, it's a little town, front it says Agua Fría. It's in the Agua Fría is like cold water, no? Yeah. But nothing for cold water. It's very hot. Yeah. It's nothing. It's a professor. It's 40s all time and 90s all time.
Wow.
It's a summer and winter and it's hot. It's because it's close to the sea. It's 20 minutes close to the sea. But we moved for Choluteca for a job, you know, by the house there. It's Nicaragua here. Nicaragua. It's, we need to plant the church in Agua Fría here. It's a little town.
So Amita's family.
Amita family lives there.
Owns some land here.
Yeah.
Near this town.
Near. We have the house there too. Other house.
Yeah.
And here the town. The capital here. Capital Tegucigalpa.
The capital.
Yeah, Tegucigalpa. The Tegucigalpa little town is hour and a half by 70 miles, I think so. It's by the different mountain and you know, make it 2 hours or hour and a half for driving the car. Yeah.
So Leo thinks in the next few years you'd like to go there.
Yeah.
Build a church.
Build a church.
Help start a church for the Lord. So I would encourage you to talk to Pastor Randy about that, and he may want you to take one of our missions classes. And I know you kind of got a plan, but I think Randy will help you, and that way our church can endorse you and maybe support you. And
the family know the Jesus Christ for all time. Only for Aminta family got one church, you know, but everybody know Aminta family and they love for everybody there.
Yeah.
They say need to plant the church there because needed the town, you know,
That's good. So when did you guys, were you saved once in college or when did you become saved?
In university.
At the university.
Yeah.
You trusted Christ as your Savior.
Yeah.
And Amita too?
Amita too. No. Oh, they said... I accept that I know that Jesus Christ when they went to college, but I went to Christian college.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible, take one class every day, and study the book every day.
Wow.
And start the Genesis and I think it's Spanish Apocalypse,
Revelation.
Okay. But when they stay in Choluteca, in the little church, and Baptist there, and go the when the river, and you know the church they use a different, you know, deal when they take the Baptist, go to when the river and Baptist there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo en 1996
fue que she accepted Jesus Christ in 1996.
Okay.
I say Jesus Christ in 1896.
96 also.
Also.
Okay.
10 years different.
Okay.
Yeah. But I say that it's, you know, yeah. friends, you know, yeah. drinking and smoking, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
it's nothing good, nothing
right.
straight.
Right.
She said, no, but me, for me.
Well, you left us with a couple just prayer requests, Leo. I mean, for your son, I know their son is not a saved man, is he?
Yeah, he asked the Baptist too, Jesus Christ, but
okay.
now. you know, this, but almost
he's still
yeah but I don't make a travel now, but it's just staying home and
yeah.
they say tired all the time or working, say all the time, I need to go all different
he's married now,
yeah, maybe in November got a grandson, it's not grow, it's a
grandpa.
Oh, they're
going to
be a baby.
Grandpa and grandma. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, I know one time you told me your son was like atheist.
Mm.
You told me that. And so I'm glad he's saved now. And I told my wife, I said, how could you be an atheist and live in the home with Amita? Because Amita loves the Lord. So, I'm thankful he's saved. And also another thing you said, just Sharon came and knocked on your door, and that's encouraging to me, because we go and knock on doors sometimes, Pat, and invite people to church, and here's a couple that Sharon went to their door and invited you to church, and here you are, you've been here for almost 10 years. And so
Sharon like Peter.
Like Peter. Yeah. Peter went to Cornelius.
Yeah.
That's a good example. So does anybody else have any questions for these guys?
What was the reason you guys like came to the United States? Was there like a specific reason, or like was it work or
just looking for a job, right?
Yeah.
And her family lived here?
My family is here. Looking for a job, coming here second time for family here. They say, look, find job, easy job here. Mm-hmm. I got one job first, no good. Stay there for two months in Kansas City. I'm looking job here in the South Farm, the Pleasant Hill. I stay there for 15 years now, or a little more. I working only there here. They know me and everything now. I like it. That.
Is it with Helt?
Helt, yeah.
Helt. The Helt Sod Farm. He works for the Helt Sod Farm, and he's one of their main leaders. And you've been there for 10 years?
15, almost 16 now.
Almost 16, so he's done well, and he's a hard worker. And I know Leo's a little bit of a smaller man, but Jim always says you can't believe how strong Leo is, because on the side he scraps cars, so he's lifting transmissions and he's doing heavy work. So this is a strong man, and anyway, let's give him a love. That's
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. I want to see it.
Yeah. No, that's good. Trying to think of any other things that we don't think about persecution like that, but I mean, historically the Catholics have persecuted Christians a lot, and a lot of people make that distinction: are you Catholic or are you Christian? And you know, Catholics are supposed to be Christians, but there is a distinction, especially in other places. And,
thank you.
You know, when we went to
excuse me,
let me help you shut that off.
Okay. hope.
Still recording.
I hear a little one.
Put it in your pocket.
Where's my phone?
Good, it's still going. We got it.